Santa Claus. Who would know the difference if Santa Claus was me? Yes, who would know the difference? Just Santa Claus and me.
In her final performance before her retirement, Shirley Booth provided the voice for Mrs. Santa Claus in the 1974 animated TV special, The Year Without a Santa Claus. The American stage, screen, radio, and television actress was born on this date in 1898. An amateur actress at age 12, Booth made her professional debut in a regional theater production of The Cat and the Canary in 1923, and her Broadway debut 2 years later in Hell's Bells. She appeared in small roles on Broadway and in stock companies before scoring her first Broadway success with Three Men on a Horse in 1935. Booth gradually developed a reputation as one of Broadway's finest actresses and appeared in more than 40 plays during the following two decades. She received her first Tony Award for Goodbye, My Fancy in 1949 and a second Tony the following year for one of her hallmark roles, that of the slovenly housewife Lola in Come Back, Little Sheba. She won her final Tony Award for Time of the Cuckoo in 1953. Booth's motion picture career was limited to 5 films made between 1952 and 1958. For her screen debut, she reprised the role of Lola in the screen adaptation of Come Back, Little Sheba, and was awarded an Oscar for Best Actress. Booth achieved the height of her fame during the 1960s with her portrayal of the domineering but lovable housemaid Hazel Burke on the television sitcom Hazel. The role won her 2 Emmy Awards. Conservationist Carl Hunter was born in Little Rock on this date in 1923. Hunter achieved prominence in 2 branches of the Arkansas outdoors, its fauna and its flora. Activities with wildflowers of the state made him a household name in Arkansas and beyond after his retirement as a wildlife biologist. Hunter studied and photographed Arkansas wildflowers, and this was the foundation of his acclaimed 1984 book, Wildflowers of Arkansas. He followed it with Trees, Shrubs, and Vines of Arkansas in 1989. The album Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan was released on this date in 1965. The record peaked at number 3 on the American charts and number 4 in the UK. The album was ranked number 4 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Like a rolling stone.